who you are, sweetheart.
ESPN 97.5 KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final hour of the show, 60 minutes on the clock as The Usual Suspects continues. Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Thursday. Tomorrow on an FEF Friday, we'll have a comedian of the week. We'll have a lot to get to as well, but still, with an hour to go, plenty to cover on this show. You are scanning the dial, checking social media and otherwise. Anything worth it?
It's the usual 10% people think they're funny but really aren't, and then or the rest are decent but probably not worth reading, and then there's the other 80%, and then the last 10% we'll get to.
Some butt of all the
text and tweets and all that. Okay. A lot of people, I feel like sometimes I want to read them, but sometimes they just try too hard, and that's okay. We'll get better.
Yeah, I mean,
like, one guy said he hasn't determined if our show is. Some shows have good sports takes. Some shows are funny. I haven't determined what y'all are yet. Well, that's okay. At least you're listening. Yeah. As long as you're here, that's all we care about.
As long as you're doing analysis, why don't you start at the other two stations?
Well, I mean, why are you running them off?
I'm not running them off. I want them to analyze all three. Oh, you run off people daily. Don't start that now.
I know you are, but when am I?
Okay.
Petty alert.
Petty alert, yep.
Hey, any thoughts on, this is a text. This is the one that I found in the last half hour worth reading. Any thoughts on Steph and Aisha Curry's 10-month-old getting body shamed for being 30 pounds?
You didn't see the pictures?
Who body shamed?
That's messed up, man.
A 10-month-old baby.
I thought they meant she was getting body shamed because obviously I think she still just had a baby. The baby
sure.
Weight. Yeah.
So is Nick. I mean, we're not judging.
Oh, God.
That's something they definitely need to address, but that's not cool, body shaming a kid.
Yeah, why would you body shame a 10-month-old? They can't even form the words to defend themselves yet. Wait till they're 4.
I really do cringe when I see overweight children.
Why? Are you about to start body shaming kids?
No, it hurts my feelings when I see, like, it's like, I'm being serious. Like, I wouldn't want my child to be overweight that early. Like, I'm just saying, it's not healthy. Not healthy at all. I'm just saying, it's not healthy.
At what point would you be okay with them being overweight?
Well, there's going to be a point where you might not be able to do anything without it.
Some point, you might run into a situation where you can't do anything about it anyway. It could be genetics.
Right. Some people have poor metabolism.
Or other issues.
Look at Barry.
What was that? Where'd that come from?
I'm just saying, it just makes me cringe when I see like a 6 or 7 year old and they're like 30 pounds overweight.
Do you think it's the 6 or 7 year old's fault?
Bingo.
Do they make their own food? Do they go get McDonald's?
Because it's easier. That's what I'm saying. Parents need to address
chicken
it.
And broccoli.
The Curry family, there's probably no shortage of food in the Curry house, I'm assuming.
Oh, I don't know that they're. I think it's probably more of a genetic thing or just baby fat. It's taking
genetic
longer
thing?
To get rid of.
I mean, Aisha Curry isn't. She's a decent shape. No, she's a bit. Joel's giving me a look.
I didn't say anything. I don't know what you're talking about.
He's like, don't you?
All I know is she's a chef.
You are on camera and you made that face.
You can't determine.
Go back
that.
And rewind it.
Go Let's ahead, get, please do. All I know is she's a chef. She's on the cooking channels. She's got restaurants. She's do all these things. So I would think that obviously she's cooking a lot.
I will say Steph Curry's mom. I took an elevator with her and Del Curry, and she seems skinnier than Aisha Curry. I will say that.
Steph Curry's mom is a beautiful woman.
She is.
She could get it.
Even AJ's the first one to have said he thinks AJ's head and shoulders above Aisha. Steph Curry's mom is really
pretty
lady.
Those eyes, man.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, the guy, the beat writer that was in the elevator with us was not even looking at Del Curry. He was just talking to the wife the whole time.
Smart man. I'm being
honest.
Yep.
I'm being genuine. I'm being serious.
Yeah. And his thing, you know, because the family, at least Steph comes off until he drops F-bombs on the court. As being so religious and everything, and they say the family is, but it was I liked, and it was refreshing when they were interviewing the Currys, Dell and his wife during the last series against Portland, and he basically said, "Normally, Mama's got to go get her at least her one pregame drink because the nerves are just too much." But tonight was even a little bit extra because they were saying that Seth was playing against Steph.
Yeah.
But I was like, I like to hear that Mama's still going to get
it. They're super invested. You can tell both of them are very invested.
You saw what they did. They cut the they had two jerseys. They cut in half.
And they both
and they sewed them together. And one was so that each one of them were wearing a jersey that on one the backside on one and the front of the other
mom
was Steph
and dad.
I'm okay with
it if it's the mom and dad.
Yeah, right. I thought you were suggesting that his wife was wearing a Seth and Steph.
No, that's weird.
What?
That's weird.
Kind of swinging ass stuff for the curse.
Or anybody else that's not a part of the
family. You should have seen the mom get the stink eye from Aisha when she got excited when Seth was really hot in, I think it was game three, when he was making all the threes. Oh, no, game two in Golden State. Where he was making a lot of threes, and mama was getting her celebration on, and the stink eye side eye coming from Aisha like, easy now. Was pretty funny in the family section.
Just back to the original, I don't think anyone should be body shaming a 10-month-old.
Correct.
Yeah,
That's pretty low. I mean, we make a lot of jokes, and obviously a lot of it is just that. I feel like it'd be different if we didn't make fun of each other for all being fat and out of shape and old and all those things. And, like, we make fun of ourselves as much as we make fun of everybody else. I think it's pretty classless, though, if you start making fun of kids that can't
defend. You're adults. Because that kid's going to go through enough of it in elementary school. Kids are cruel, let's be honest. So.
And who is it? I mean, is it just Twitter? Is it the media? That's what I would want to know, too. If it's just some Twitter a-hole acting like a dick, you're not going to be able to control that.
But at the same time, you're right.
If
you can't control
media,
it.
They're like, oh, Steph Curry, kid is fat.
You know how Twitter is. We know this on a daily basis, but you know, especially on Twitter, especially if they don't have their face front and center on their Twitter account and all that other stuff, that they feel like that they are invincible, untouchable, and they can say whatever they want. And I'll give you another example. Allen Robinson, the receiver for the Bears. The Bears had some charity event. He brought his girlfriend or his fiance, I don't think it was his wife yet. And people on Twitter saw the pictures and started basically saying she looks like she's been around a time or two. She's been around the block. She's this, she's that. Wow. And he finally just jumped in and goes, so does your mom.
Yeah.
Because at some point you just can't. But it's like people don't have any kind of filter button. They just feel like they can say whatever they want these days.
Mm.
And that's a shame. But
you
don't do it to a kid.
No, not a 10-month-old. At least that woman and Allen Robinson can defend themselves and,
right?
Or just block and ignore the trolls or whatever. But a 10-month-old, that's
pretty weak.
Yeah, that's real weak.
Yeah, but we know what happens on the daily when we see what we get, too. Boy. So we're still trying to figure just out if we're a comedy show or a sports show.
Just go through the text messages. Just,
exactly
never
what
mind
I mean.
Twitter.
Pretty much we could start reciting phone numbers.
Okay, look, I don't know who this is, but somebody texted and said, well, first of all, don't put your kids on social media. What? That's your argument for body shaming a 10-month-old is that they were proud of their kid and posted a picture of them on social media? You, sir, or ma'am, are an idiot.
As if pictures of that kid wasn't going to be popped up on the internet just because he's tied to the Curry family, regardless.
Like, that's your argument. You really think that it's okay to body shame a 10-month-old because they posted the picture on social media? Oh, my God. I don't know if you're driving, but pull over and punch yourself in the face. That is the stupidest take I have ever heard in 5 years plus being at this station doing radio. That might be the dumbest take I've ever heard, including Damien calling and telling me I have no credibility. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Well, don't put that baby on and no one will call it fat. It's a baby. Well, unless you're from Philly. Philly fans would call a baby fat now. Let's be real.
they probably
booed a baby. In the playoffs, they would call a baby fat in a heartbeat. Just like, there's no doubt in my mind about that. But unless you're from Philly, this is a 281 area code. So unless you were born in Philly, you're an awful person.
You're going to give a pass to a Philly person?
That's Philly. They don't know any better. That's just how they were raised. I mean, look, let's be real.
Time that it takes to Holly to respond one way or another. 10.
There will be a Philly person. She's a Houstonian that's in love with Philadelphia. That's a difference.
7. She's not from Philly?
No.
Not originally?
No.
Are you sure?
I feel like my whole world 110, is a lie now.
I asked that very question. I'm like, why are you such an Eagles fan? She's just, I love the city. I'm thinking about moving there.
What? But well, then you should take your ass to
there.
Philly then.
She's not a Philly. She's not from. That's why I don't get the love affair with the Eagles.
My whole world is a lie now. I thought Holly was born in Philly and moved down here.
I'm with you.
Nope.
Holly, get out.
Defend yourself.
Get out of here.
On
the Twitters.
Don't say that because she's already going to respond that we mentioned.
Get out of here. Go back to Philly. If that's where you want to be, if you love Philly so much and you hate Houston, bye.
Wow. Let's not pick on her too much. She's got a tattoo on the ass cheek that's itching right now, and she really doesn't.
She's
want
She's got an itchy tat on
that's
her.
That's what she said on Twitter.
Yeah, she did.
That's
tweet
what
that.
She said
yeah.
that on. She said that on Twitter.
Yeah, while she was listening to the show.
Let's be nice to Holly, okay?
Why is a tattoo? Do they get itchy when you get them?
I wouldn't know.
I don't know. I don't have a tattoo.
My ring is finger seems to be fine.
I feel like that's ringworm, Holly.
Wow. It could be holy underwear.
Now you're definitely going to get a tweet.
No, yep. That's not. No, you don't get itchy from a holy underwear.
You don't know that.
No.
Well, maybe you do.
Somebody said, look, that person said, I wasn't saying that the baby is fat. I'm just saying it's not safe and people will always find a way to talk mess on social media.
Don't worry about your kid. Let them worry about them.
If it's the Warriors, anybody, like when the family shows up for an event or in the post game or anything other than that, maybe the website, the Warriors web people took a picture. Maybe a certain website did. They're not asking for it. They're not asking to be publicized unless they're doing the press conference. To say that a newborn kid is not asking to be photographed and put out there, they don't know who's putting out the pictures.
Yeah, and even so, that's a dumbass take to be saying that, well, if you post a picture of a baby, it's fair game. No, it's a baby. It's not fair game. That's not okay. If you post a picture of your 18-year-old and it's fat, then yeah, okay. He's 18. He's an adult. Don't be fat. You're an adult.
Do we know the kid's 30 pounds?
Well,
everybody's making this assumption, throwing that number around. I mean, who weighed the kid? Do you know?
He definitely looks like he's not even a year old. And I don't know what is the average weight of a year old, like 10 month old? I don't know.
I don't know. But somebody said, I'm a doctor, which, I'm going to need
a Holiday Inn Select.
I'm going to need you to text in your
credentials.
So the average weight of a 10 month old is 21 pounds. So the baby's 9 pounds overweight or 10 pounds overweight, something like that.
Doctor here, people shouldn't shame their baby, but there's always a but. 30 pounds is putting that child at risk and they need to address it. That's borderline child abuse. Okay. Now, we're not going to start saying that fat babies are child abuse either. Fat babies are just fat babies. That's not child abuse. That's just good food. In fact, somebody said they probably it's 10 months old, it's still drinking breast milk. It's still drinking booby milk. That's not, it's just drinking too much. It's got a drinking problem. But no, fat babies aren't child abuse. Stop that, Dr. Crazy Person.
Okay.
Have fun with it.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Hey, you know, we're talking about the Warriors. We're talking about the finals coming up, and they're going to be in it. And the bottom line is you may want to travel to go see the finals, or you may be just out and about traveling for business and or for a vacation for your family. Well, let me give you a suggestion along the way. When you're making all of the plans for that trip, why don't you go to besthotelrates.com? I'm telling you right now, besthotelrates.com is the place to go if you're looking for top quality A1 hotels that are safe, secure, and clean, but you're going to get prices that are a lot lower than if you just went out on the internet on your own trying to find the room and the hotel. How do I know? Well, besthotelrates.com has negotiated deals with over 600,000 hotels worldwide. Worldwide, 600,000 hotels. They'll make sure the rooms are available. They're making sure that they're safe, they're clean, your reservations are backed up. They'll take care of all the dirty work and all the details so that you have the best possible place to stay at the best possible rate. And it's easy to remember because it's all in the name. It's besthotelrates.com. All you do is go to besthotelrates.com and you punch in your dates of your trip, when you're departing, when you're coming back, where you're going, and just like that, boom, they're going to start producing hotels that are available for you to get at a great rate. It's a fantastic site, and it's working because you guys are using it more and more, and you're seeing the results, so you're coming back. Check it out. Just like I told you, it's in the name. It's besthotelrates.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Okay, maybe once.
Final hour of the show rolls on. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Suspects are chiming in all the time for every reason under the sun.
Can I tell you how many feelings I've hurt today?
Just today?
Do you know how many people that just at the station have made a comment about me saying if you say telephone, you're old. Oh, our sweet, adorable.
Even one of the bosses were upset with you.
Yep.
Yeah. Esme said, I say telephone and I'm not old, and she's not old.
She's not.
But I said, no, Esme, you're not old, but you talk old if you say telephone. If you say telephone and you meant smartphone or cell phone, you're old. Period. And then Todd texted me and he said, 50 is not old. And I sent this from my telephone. So we've heard a few feelings, and that's okay. That's what we do on this show.
The term
and
telephone.
And I will say this. Old people are more sensitive. So
the term telephone is an old term.
It is. For it's sure. Like saying icebox. Go, I'm going to put this in the icebox.
Good call.
It's just an older term, so that's okay.
Yeah.
Somebody said breastfeeding babies makes them chunkier.
Okay.
But that might be why. Is that if the Curry's kid is breastfeeding, that's probably why he's 9 pounds more than an average 10-month-old.
Look, there's a ton of different reasons why a kid early on, when they are born, can be a little chunkier. But it's not like it's going to stay for, I mean, I can't say that for, you know, unequivocally on every single kid. But for the most part, you know, that's why they said call it baby fat. It goes away.
Yeah.
Just like a lot of kids come out of the womb with a full head of hair, and then they lose it all, and then they start growing their own.
Somebody said, whoa, what's up with all the Philly hate? We are at least respectful enough to wait until the baby is walking. Then there's no excuse for being fat.
Then you throw rocks at them.
Yeah.
Or beer cans.
Like I said, at least you have to wait. If you're going to body shame them, wait till they're four, and then we can start. They can defend themselves at that. They can make words. Once you can make words, then I can make fun of you.
Jerry said, are we having phone line problems?
What?
Jerry said, hey, what's up, boys? Are your phones down, or did Nick just block me?
Did you block Jerry? No, he said no.
Okay.
Because AD's in there, which always means there's technical issues. Yep. If AD is in there, there's something going on.
Or somebody broke something and didn't tell him about it.
Nicholas, did you break something, or is there something going wrong? There's something going wrong?
I don't mess with AD. When he's doing something, I just let him be.
Okay.
Which is smart.
But did you break it, or is it just broken?
Because otherwise, he says
there's nothing
broke
broken.
We'll
there's
tell
nothing broken. Okay, he's just doing something. He's doing something wizardry with technology. Got it. Sounds okay. Good. Very good.
I was right, Barry.
What?
I didn't give enough of a window of how long it would take. But of course, we have three tweets from Holly. Holly is the next Raheel.
Really?
You just mention the name, and then you start the clock, and you go bing. There they go, chiming in, just like that. So,
that's a good time. Somebody sent me a picture of the Currys with their kid. There's nothing wrong with that baby.
Is that the one where they're all standing in front of the step and repeat?
Yeah, leave that baby alone.
Oh, yeah, that's from the other night. Yep, that's the one that everybody's commenting on.
Leave that baby alone. There's nothing wrong with that kid.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm with you. And Holly did say, though, that tattoos itch when they're healing.
I'll take your word for it, Holly.
Okay. Even the one on the butt cheek.
Apparently so.
So there you have that as well. Okay, so we'll continue to roll on. Astros wrapping up the White Sox series tonight. Gerrit Cole, by the way, last night, not sharp. Any reason for concern?
No. God, no.
Got to throw it out there.
No.
We have to at least have some kind of recap. Just as good as Verlander was the night before, is there any concern about Cole? He didn't locate his fastball very well, and his breaking pitches weren't biting.
Yeah, no reason to worry. I mean, I'm more like Cole and all that. I want to see Martin's third outing. He 5 1/3 mm-hmm. innings, his first time out. He threw in the mid-80s, I think, pitch-wise. Made it through 4 innings, second time out. Didn't hit 80 pitches. The question becomes is, if Corbin Martin can't throw 90 pitches in a game, then you know that you're always going to have your bullpen ready. Well, what happens if like, you know, Cole and some other guys maybe tax your bullpen or they get bounced early? Now you're really going to put stress on your bullpen. So that's something I'm not suggesting that it's a panic thing. I'm just saying this is something to keep your eye on. You got a guy up that can't go more than 4 or 5 innings at the most. If you have a taxed bullpen down the stretch, that could be an issue. So let's just see if he can build up his arm strength and get 90 pitches in a game.
Here's the other thing to throw in. The Red Sox have seen him now once. So now you're facing an above-average lineup, and you're going to face him within a week's time.
Yep.
That'll tell you a lot about his stuff and you know, and where he's at right now in terms of can you count on him to be your fourth or fifth starter going forward for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting to see when that those games come up this weekend. But they'll wrap up the series with the White Sox. Obviously, a split is not what you want when you were talking about it. When you play a team like the White Sox who are just kind of treading water and mm-hmm. just going through the motions, you don't want to split, especially because you've been so good at home and you've been pretty dominant. I think it's now 15 of the last 18 games you've won.
Yeah.
So you just, you know,
gotta go out and beat those. You gotta go out and beat the teams you're supposed to beat. That was that run that they had when they won the World Series a couple of years ago. That we talked about it. That was a big thing that the Astros did. They beat the teams they were supposed to beat, and then they held their own and a lot of times did well against the upper echelon of baseball. And somebody was saying this. I don't know what broadcast it was, but when you think about it, it's really true. It's basically already a six-horse race in the American League. I mean, it's down to the Rays, the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Twins, the Indians, and the Astros.
Yeah.
That's it. I agree with that. I mean, that is literally it. So we're going to find out.
A lot of people in Arlington think the Rangers are close to that second wild card.
Guys, stop. Stop dreaming. I mean, this is those are the six teams that are probably going to make the playoffs, unless there's a major collapse. If which team are you eliminating? So you get, you know, you get the three division winners and you get two wild cards. Mm-hmm. I just gave you all six teams. Of these six teams, who are you eliminating? The Rays, the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Twins, the Indians, and the Astros. Well, it ain't going to be the Astros because they got to win the division. No. So which one of those five are you getting rid of?
I hate to say it, and it's a shocker, especially because on paper at the start of the year, they looked like they were still loaded, but probably the Indians.
Yeah.
Because they're going to finish behind the Twins if everything goes the way they've been going. Their pitching staff's been dinged up with injuries. Kluber's broken arm. Clevinger's had issues, et cetera, et cetera. I just think they've taken a step back offensively. And I think of those teams that you give me, people got to realize the Rays are for real. And their pitching is much better. But it'd be one of those two teams. And I would say between the Rays and the Indians and the way the division and everything lays out, I'll go Indians.
If the Indians get any semblance of offense, if they can start that's scoring some runs, they're pitching still, though. I mean, they've only given up 184 runs all year.
I know. And that's with three pitchers being out.
Yeah. I mean, the only team that's better than them right now is the Astros and the Rays.
Rays, so you're good with the
Rays are fading, though. If I'm picking a team, yeah. I think the Rays probably fade down the stretch. The Red Sox catch them. And I could see the Indians holding on. And you know, doing. I mean,
I said it's one of those two teams.
Rays are 5-5 over their last 10. They're 2.5 now behind the Yankees. They've already, as banged up as the Yankees have been, they still were able to get some separation between them and the Rays. Now they did have a head to head, and some of that stuff matters. But yeah, I feel like of all those teams, I least trust the Rays at this point. Talented group, played really well last year. We said if they would have been in other divisions, they would have won the divisions. If in the National League, they easily make the playoffs. But they're in a tough division, and the American League has some really stout teams.
Keep in mind, they've had injuries, too. They're going to get Snell back, and he's going to get back to where, you know, to a high level. So injuries and coming back from injuries are going to be key because we're assuming all these guys are coming back from injury for the Yankees are going to be fantastic, and they're going to be back to just good as new. And Stanton just had a setback with his calf yesterday. He's going to take another evaluation before they figure out when they can even consider getting him close to another rehab assignment. So we got to see how injuries play out.
Yeah, I mean, Francisco Lindor isn't having a year that you're used to him having. So I think he could catch fire. And if he does that, and Santana's been all right, but he needs to have a better year. And I think there's a lot of room for improvement on the Indians, yes, but they're still in it. So I feel like the Rays would be the team. If I were going to pick one, I think the Rays. So
we got the two teams pegged. It's just one or the other, and see which team performs at a high level and which team, like you said, Tampa could continue to fade.
Yeah, pretty crazy though, man. When you look at like the plus minuses in baseball right now, tell me if this would surprise you at all. So of all the teams, the Astros have the highest plus minus. They're a plus 94. And so when I say plus minus, I mean runs scored. You take runs scored, you subtract runs allowed. That's your plus minus. Right. Some teams are in the negative, like the Angels. They're 226 runs scored, 233 runs allowed. So they're a minus 7 in run differential. So you've got the Astros at a 94. The Twins are a plus 81, second in the AL.
That's just, if you didn't realize before, that should just tell you
pretty
how good this year's Minnesota Twins are.
The Indians are a plus 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's how bad they're.
Yeah, that's why I'm, I mean, I'm saying that to back up your pick that this isn't a team that right now they're struggling to score runs. They're treading water. And barely scoring payroll. More than they're giving
otherwise,
up.
Otherwise, they would have re-signed Michael Brantley. So the Astros thanked them.
Now, you want to hear something crazy? As hot as Seattle was at the beginning of the year, they're a minus 38 already.
We saw
dead
that
last
coming,
in the
though.
Division, though.
They got off to a hot start, but we
remember,
saw that
like, they're dead last. Dude, they're 11 out.
Yes.
How did the Mariners end up 11 out? It's like you just woke up one day and went, what the hell happened?
A lead balloon.
Boy.
They fell.
Yeah.
All right, 30 minutes on the clock. When we come back, we'll take you through the final half hour. Then we'll take you all the way till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. Keep it right here, ESPN 97.5.
Need a new restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome in. Whatever you may be doing on this Thursday, appreciate you tuning in to The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Covered a lot of ground. So if you missed anything, ESPN975.com. You can click on the show tab at the top. You can catch up on all the hours you missed. And while you're there, you might as well just download the app, and you can take us anywhere and everywhere you go.
Do it. Simple. Do it.
Yep.
I saw this story. You probably know this story. I wasn't aware of this. Mm-hmm. But Kyle Korver was giving an inspiring speech to graduates and talked about the time that he got traded. And he was the 51st pick. The 51st pick to the New Jersey Nets. And he said he found out shortly afterwards that I had been traded to Philly. This was in the 2003 draft. I'm not sure if traded is the right word. He said I was more or less sold for an undisclosed amount of money, which I later found out they used that money to pay for their entry fee for the summer league team. And with the leftover money, they bought a copy machine. So he was basically traded for a copying machine, was his story. And now he's still around. Was it 19 years or something like that?
Oh, he's had a hell of a career.
Yeah.
And as much as everybody talks about Steph Curry and everything like that, but there are guys that are going to be remembered though. As being one of the best shooters, if not of all time, in their generation. He's one of them.
You got traded for...
I don't know how he found that out.
A copy machine.
I don't know how anybody's going to tell you that unless it just made the delivery to the students, whoever you were speaking to, a better story.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know.
You don't believe him?
I don't believe that...
You don't think it happened? You think he's embellishing it?
For, you know, like for cash considerations. But I don't know that you could pinpoint and go, well, we use that cash for a summer league entry and a copy machine.
Well, you don't think that he could ask? Or maybe somebody maybe was in the Nets organization and is in...
it was the Nets, so...
Exactly. So, I mean, at some point he could be working, be on another team and see someone from the Nets that maybe is in his organization now and they go, oh, by the way, or the conversation comes up, hey, did you know this happened? Or, hey, what did y'all spend the money on? I was traded for cash. What was the cash for?
Possible, yes. Do I think that he fabricated a part of it to make the commencement
really?
Speech better? I think it's possible as well.
Wow. Okay.
I'm just saying.
It's not. That wouldn't be the first time, right? I think there were times when players were traded for stuff in the past.
Or just, but I'm saying, more likely it's just cash. Now, the fact that an accounting department or someone in it can tell you, well, that was the exact cash allocated for this. Because I've told you time in the past, look, in my experiences in the NBA, when the owner was told that the general manager wanted a player, like a second round pick. The owner's first response was, well, then you get all the department heads together and y'all alter your budgets until you figure out how you are going to deduct the $2 million that it's going to cost to get said pick from said team, and then you can do it.
Okay.
So, but I don't know if they're going to say, and by the way, with that $2 million that we traded away, the team told me they bought 3 company cars, 2 desks, and a telephone.
Then you'll be like, well, I got traded for a telephone.
Right. Old desk.
So I was looking up... Wacky trade. Cy Young was traded for a suit.
Really? That's back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah. And Dickie Knowles was traded for himself.
What?
In 1987, Dickie Knowles was traded from the Chicago Cubs to the Detroit Tigers for a player to be named later. That player turned out to be none other than Dickie Knowles.
That's crazy. Obviously, the next season.
When the team spoke months later about which players should be traded, the deal was subsequently voided, and Knowles was traded back to the Cubs.
That's crazy.
That's pretty crazy when you get traded for a player to be named later, and you're the player to be named later.
You would hope that someone pretty was wild. Traded once, and one of those little provisions was a bowl of soup. Because that would define the whole, whenever everybody kills a trade, I'd trade them for a bowl of soup.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Speaking of baseball, though, did you see this last night? I thought it was a great story. Rajay Davis, who was playing in the minor leagues, but if you remember the name or it sounds familiar, played with the Indians last year. He's been in the bigs for 13 years, but he was in the minors. And last night, he was getting ready to take batting practice in Pennsylvania when the Mets called and said that they were in desperate need of a player and they were calling him up from AAA. So he got an Uber driver to drive him 2 hours from Pennsylvania all the way to New York, where he was going to play against the Nationals. He got there by the third inning. He's like, I got to know my Uber driver really well. We took pictures when we get out of the car. When he got out of the car, he'd been playing in the American League. He didn't know where to go, where the clubhouse was, had to ask all these people. So he gets there in the third inning. They put him in the lineup in the fifth inning, and then in the eighth inning, he gets his first at bat, 3-run bomb.
That's wild.
Breaks open a 1-1 tie, and they win the game 6-1. The manager said, Mickey Callaway said, I think I saw him in the fifth or the sixth inning for the first time after he got here in the third. He Ubered over, got ready, came out, hit a home run, came inside, didn't know where the clubhouse was, how to get back in, had to ask people, and yet one great at bat.
What was he doing in the minors? Has he fallen off that bad?
I guess he just, you know, everybody's rosters were full, and it's still early in the season, but he's playing AAA Syracuse. He's playing for AAA Syracuse.
That dude's been around for a long-ass time.
Yeah, 13-year career, so you're not mad at him. He's made a career out of it. He's 38 years old. I was like, because at first I'm thinking, well, it's understandable.
Wow, is he that old?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I'm reading the story, and I'm going, well, he's probably, you know, it's a young kid. It's his first go-around, just because I just saw Davis. And then when I see Rajay Davis, I said, no, that sounds...
Yeah, I mean, he's been around for a while. Huh. I know he was with the A's a couple of different times, but I don't remember where else he might have played. I just remember him being an Oakland Athletic.
And the Indians last year.
Oh, was it the Indians last year?
I want to say possibly the Tigers.
Okay.
But he said it was a normal day when he got up. He was taking batting practice in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania. And in the cage, the manager told him that he was coming up. He thought he was playing around and playing a joke on him, but nope. Nonetheless, after that, he got the Uber driver and the day began and ended in the crazy finish with hitting a home run.
Wow.
That's a really cool story.
Yeah. That is really cool.
Yeah.
So speaking of that, and we were talking about the Eagles earlier. Mm-hmm. Chris Long came out and said he used marijuana during his career. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, immediately Cowboys fans and Eagles fans start arguing. Jeez. And I saw somebody say Cowboys fans have already been saying that, well, then their Super Bowl shouldn't have counted.
Stop it.
One, yeah, that would be a petty alert, Cowboy fan. Don't say that because... If I'm not mistaken, Michael Irvin will smoke and crack and win a Super Bowl. So this isn't that much
different. Amongst other things.
Yeah, this isn't that big of a deal, all things considered.
I would actually make the argument that that type of drug may be more of an advantage than smoking marijuana.
What, crack?
Yeah, crack, cocaine, that type of stuff. I mean, those are uppers. Those are like, marijuana's not going to get you all focused.
Yeah. Well, and the funny thing is now the league has come out and they won't come out and directly support it, but they are talking about overhauling their programs and maybe looking at the NFL considering all things, but one of those being using marijuana as a for medicinal purposes for, you know, pain management,
right,
and stuff like that. And I mean,
look, to me
it's always been one of those things where if you play in a state or you're in a state where it's legal, then it should be allowed for those players. So if you live in that state, if you can show residency.
But you can't do that.
Why?
Because you have to have a fair and level playing field across all teams in the league. Otherwise, if it is found out, whether it be rather recent or if over time they find out that it was a distinct advantage.
Okay.
that you can't have certain teams that they're breaking the law.
So let me ask you this. Let's say that a player's blood alcohol content is 0.8 in Texas and it's 0.1 in Louisiana. And a player gets arrested for having a point. That's not a fair playing field, right? But, so I could blow a 0.8 in Louisiana and I'm fine. But if I blow it in Texas, the laws are different. So I would be arrested for drunk driving in one state, but not the other. That's not a level playing field.
But we're not if talking it's legal about in one a state, drug in the case of alcohol.
Absolutely a drug.
Right. Let me finish. I'm not talking about a drug. In the case of marijuana, it's being used, like you said, for medicinal purposes, for recovery, and it's shown to have no one's ever telling you that drinking alcohol is going to help benefit an injury or pain management or all these other things. In the way it's explained, I'm saying if from a medical perspective, if they find out medical marijuana has proven to reduce the effects of either CTE or depression or pain or whatever the case may be, now it's a different story.
I mean, okay, so let me ask you this. If there were, like, CBD oil has to be legal, and it's not federally, I don't know if is CBD oil
100% legal.
Like, but federally it's not.
It's 100% legal.
Not for everybody.
Not
any
every
time.
State is not. I don't think CBD oil is legal in every
ladies,
state.
One lady was arrested at Disneyland
for CBD.
She was arrested.
Oh, that's a damn shame.
She was arrested for having CBD oil in her purse.
So again, I ask you, it's legal if a Texan was using CBD oil to help with arthritis or whatever the hell you use it for, is that different than somebody a Miami Dolphin not being able to use it?
As long again, because of the
but it's not on the banned substance list.
But it's also when you're talking about from league rules perspective, they don't go from state to state. They go from a league so that all teams have to follow the same criteria, so no one has a distinct advantage.
Okay, but if the go back to my original point about drunk driving. If a player gets arrested, let's say that that's grounds for suspension. If you're caught, if you get arrested for drunk driving. Then you could be suspended. So if I blow a 0.8 in Louisiana, I don't get arrested. But if I blow a 0.8 in Texas, I do. That's not across the board.
I understand what you're saying.
But it's
I totally
legal.
Understand your point, and it is legal. But at the same time, the medical marijuana might have give people an advantage in terms of recovery, and it's being used like a medicinal aid. So it's not just like. The difference between breaking a law from state to state, it's saying that if you play in this state, you can recover quicker and you'll be better next Sunday than someone that doesn't have that advantage, the ability to do that.
I can see that.
So
I just feel like some of it is, I would be like, if I live in this state, if I play for the Denver Broncos, it's legal in my state to smoke weed, but you're telling me I can't.
And I get what you're saying.
That kind of sucks. Now, I realize that some companies have policies too, where maybe you live in Colorado and you work for, I don't know. We'll name a company. Dow Chemicals. And they're like, nope, you can't smoke marijuana, even though it's legal. Coors, yeah. That might be the case. Okay. I mean, that makes sense. I just feel like.
I see what you're saying.
It kind of sucks if you live there and you can't partake if you wanted to.
The other thing he pointed out, which was crazy to me, was, and this was the case with the NBA, I don't know if it's changed, but as a veteran, they get tested once. And once they're tested, unless you've had prior convictions, you don't get tested
again.
And
he talked about beating it. It was so easy to beat it, too. Wow. Well, you know what you can't beat? You can't beat cash back in your pocket. You can't beat that. And Get Upside gets you just that. Download it right now. Put it on your phone. It literally takes less than a minute. I did it. The first time I used Get Upside, I was sitting at a gas pump at a Shell station near my house. And I saw it, I downloaded it, I put it on the phone, less than 30 seconds. I got my first deal and was able to get cash back right away on that fill up. So make sure you do that before you leave, because I know you're going to get gas at some point this week for the weekend. It's a great app that is completely free, and it'll get you up to 25 cents a gallon cash back at over 500 gas stations around the city of Houston. You can get up to 35% cash back on food. Like, if you're going to stop and get some, maybe get some Wendy's or Popeye's or Burger King or Cyclone and I's or whatever it is you want for tonight, you can get up to 35% on that back in your pocket. It's that simple. I mean, I've seen $200. I've seen $90, $80. Clarence, a loyal suspect, has told us the first two times he used it, he ended up with $5 in his account right away. It's that simple to use, man. My wife uses it. Nick's using it. AJ, myself. A lot of us at the station are using it. A lot of listeners getting on board. If you're not, I'm telling you right now, you must not like money. You must not like free money, because there's no catch. There's no fees. There's no nothing. All you do is find the cash back offer you want, pay with a debit card, upload your receipt, done. It's that easy. Within 24 hours, the cash goes back in your pocket. These deals are offered by businesses that want you to go to them and not the competitors, so they offer those deals through GetUpside. And ABC 13 featured it. I mean, they had a whole special on it as well on their website, so make sure you check it out. Put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That's going to get you extra savings on your fill-up. Go download GetUpside, guys. Put it on your phone. Get that cash back. Thank me later.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We appreciate you having us on all day as you do whatever you're doing. Business, pleasure, otherwise, appreciate that. As we wrap things up, Barry, we always, I know this is crazy for people.
What?
We normally go off the beaten path of sports and we bring up other things.
What? Somebody said, L, go ahead and take it, Barry. I guess because won the debate on should you be able to use weed in the NFL if it's illegal in your state. I don't have a problem taking the L's.
I don't know that we're giving out L's, though. Two sides to an issue.
Yeah, and I said what you said makes sense. I'm not running from the L, sir. I ate the L or whatever you kids are saying nowadays with the W's. Or who was it that did that? I ate the W's. Oh, it was...
It's killing me because I know what you're talking about, but I vaguely remember.
Not the one where they like...
No, yeah. It was, what's his name? Tampa Bay Bucks quarterback. Damn it.
Jameis Winston?
Yes, he was like, I'm going to eat these W's. And he was putting his fingers in his mouth. So I'm gonna eat my L, but I'm not going to do it on this camera. I don't want... You weirdos will start taking videos of that and using it against me. I'm not going to allow that.
Don't worry about Barry eating. He eats a lot, all right?
Now, I found two
videos. I eat plenty of L's, too.
I found two videos today.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, I was sure that you should not watch. Okay?
Okay.
The other one...
Was it you naked?
Nope.
Nice try, though. I'm sure I wouldn't want to watch that.
There was a Russian powerlifter attempting to squat 521 pounds.
He pooped himself.
Both of his lower legs snapped
don't
and
need to
exploded.
See that. Oh, I do not need to see that.
Yeah.
Nope. No. It
was not pretty.
Nope. I've seen one where the dude's intestine shot out. I don't need to see that either.
So speaking of that.
I don't need the pink sock treatment, none of that. Nope.
The other one.
By the way, don't Google pink sock.
Or blue awful. The other one, speaking of that you were speaking of, mm-hmm. was one that I didn't know if you saw or not, but I thought it was crazy. But again, we always talk about, and I'm constantly thinking about this, you know, when you look at all these crime shows and everything like that, you think about how technology is so advanced these days. You can't do anything. I mean, you can't, they were talking about the other night on the news, like an incident that happened down the street, but because people had doorbell cameras... And they get, on my Facebook page for my neighborhood, they said that there was a strange car with teenage kids that was
attempting
to bully kids in front of one of our middle schools. Mm-hmm. And that the lady from the board said, well, that's real easy. All you got to do is tell me the school and give me the information at about the time and the description of the vehicle. We can check the neighborhood streets and find out when the car entered, where it exited, and if any of our cameras got a picture of the license plate.
Okay.
So I was like, okay. Well, then this story surfaces on Barstool where this, I'm not going to call her what Barstool called her, but this attractive lady
gets into smoke show.
Yeah. You're right. Gets into it. Don't read the rest of the headline, by the way, because okay. She gets in an elevator and evidently she's got to go. Okay. And by the end of the elevator ride, she basically can't hold it no more.
Okay.
So what happens as you watch this is she's you can tell as the elevator's moving. We know that, you know, as the elevator moves, sometimes you feel a little shift.
Yeah.
She's starting to panic. She's starting to reach back, going, oh, Lord. Yep.
She's trying to hold her butt. She's got her legs crossed.
Yep. And by the time she removes the heels to do the sprint,
she takes her heels off.
Oh, watch. She's going to remove the heels because she's going to try and sprint. But
oh no!
Before the doors
bless
even open,
her heart.
She decides to leave a present
just
in the elevator.
Crapped all over the elevator.
Yeah, I'll retweet this, but not with that headline.
See, that's the problem with wearing skirts. If you're gonna poop, at least poop your pants. You wouldn't. Nobody would know. She's never wearing those pants again.
It's
but
a skirt,
when you wear a skirt and a G-string, you're just shredding poop now, and it's just falling out. It's just falling out of your skirt.
Like, if you're wearing drawers, though, unless they got holes in them the size of a quarter.
This is why I'm a big proponent of pantsuits in the workplace. She would have never pooped on the elevator if she was wearing a pantsuit.
You don't know that.
You got on the G-string, you got on a skirt. Stuff happens.
I was surprised by that.
That was pretty gross.
I was like, I cannot believe that she did that.
I'm certainly glad you didn't show me the weightlifter's legs exploding, but I also didn't need to see that lady.
While we were watching that video, I looked into the production room to see Nick viewing the weightlifter one, and I can tell you don't want to see it because I saw his reaction.
I Googled the other one, pink sock. Oh, my God.
Oh. I thought you were watching sock? The weightlifter.
Did we talk about pink sock?
Yes, we talked about it.
Why did you? I've mentioned it. I think it was the day we did Blue Waffle.
I think you're right. See, exactly I remember Blue Waffle.
Why would you Google pink sock, bro?
That's a scary condition, dude.
I told you don't do that.
Did you watch the weightlifter?
No, I just...
I thought you were watching the weightlifter, and here you are looking at the pink sock.
That'll tell you how bad the pink sock is.
But when you said pink sock, I felt like you were like almost lying. I remember Blue Waffle. I didn't remember pink sock.
This is like us not remembering the whole Chihuahua dog story.
Right.
How do you not remember that we brought up?
I know 1,000% if you would have told me you were getting, what was it?
A Chorky.
A Chorky. I would have remembered that. Chorky. I would have remembered that. So, yeah.
Based on how we laughed at that name?
That was, God, that video was gross. Now I'm not going to, I'm definitely not having chocolate ice cream tonight.
I was going to say, and here's the other thing, and then she just took off sprinting.
Yeah, she did. Like, I would too, though. If you crapped on an elevator, you're not going to stand there. Well, first of all, you're not going to stand there and waller in it. Second of all, you don't want to stand there and people walk on and be like, did you just do
that? Wait a minute, mister. I don't look at my own underwear unless I'm sitting on the John. So if you're not paying attention to things, what happens if you're the next guy on the elevator and you just walk in and turn and hit your button and maybe you're stepping in it and all of a sudden you're like,
you fart and leave the room leaving me to waller in it. You're telling me you're going to...
Farts a lot different than what you just witnessed in that elevator.
I mean, sometimes I feel like if you had a skirt on, the same thing would happen.
Don't put it past me.
I swear, if you crap the floor in this studio,
Depends on who's got the show next.
Well, that's a good point.
See?
Maybe we should both do that one day. Just poop in these chairs and just leave it for them.
Then instead of, not having the internet, God, you'd have something to really bitch about.
I have something we didn't get to today.
All right.
Tomorrow, at some point, we're going to have to get to this creepy call that a guy had. All I'm going to say is this. You do not want to miss tomorrow's show.
Why would they anyway?
Well, I'm just saying. At some point, we're going to get to this call. It is the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my whole life.
That's a professional tease. Wow. I've got work to do. All right. Hey, that's it for another classic edition of The Usual Suspects. We're going to turn it over to Fred, Aaron, AJ, The Blitz. They'll take you home till 7. And there's a reason why you're listening to the number one sports station in Houston, Texas, because they know what they're doing. And so do you. For Barry and Nick, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy. My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.